And now from seed catalogs to song catalogs. Lots of successful musicians have stories about struggles in their early years before they hit it big. Movie critic Kenneth Turan says a new film tells the story of a band like no other.
Benda Bilili is a music documentary that will have you shaking your head in astonishment, as well as moving your feet to some unstoppable rhythms. This film is set in Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo. It features the high-energy, propulsive music of Staff Benda Bilili, a band that is as unusual as it is overpowering. The band's name means "look beyond appearances" in the local language of Lingala. Some of these musicians were so poor, they slept on the streets of Kinshasa on random pieces of cardboard. Four men in the group use wheelchairs because of childhood polio. The two French filmmakers who made Benda Bilili also became active participants in the story. But when they decided to help make the group's dream of recording a CD a reality, they had no idea that the journey would take 5 years. The filmmakers also influenced the band by introducing them to a young musician they came across in another part of Kinshasa, a 13-year-old prodigy named Roger. And as devoted to his music as Andres Segovia, Roger is a virtuoso on an instrument of his own devising, the sitong, which consists of a string, a flexible piece of wood, and a tin can. Both he and the band take to each other at once, but recognize that they have a long way to go. "I am patient," the imperturbable young man says. "I know my time will come." And so it does. The best part of Benda Bilili is watching the band finally achieve success all across Europe. When one of their inebriated fans back in Kinshasa overgenerously insists, "Never in the history of the world has this been seen," it's hard not to agree.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Lynn Neary.